This story comes in a Raw story. Michelle Obachman goes on insane anti-Muslim rant. Migrants are nuking Western civilization with rape. So we just got to hear this. This is Michelle Obachman. It's a longer clip. It's about a six-minute clip.
If this is the spreading caliphate, and that's what I see it as, a spreading caliphate, part of the goal of that caliphate is to destroy Judeo-Christianity, Judeo-Christian values, to destroy Judaism and Christianity. That's going on as we speak in Europe, and of course we know that Europe kicked God out about 50 years ago, but now the predominant faith there in a few years is going to be Islam. How do you see that same situation morphing here in America?
It already has begun to morph. We saw this mass migration, this people movement, which is a historic movement of Muslims from Islamic nations, tending to be the most radicalized nations, from those nations into nations that are known as Western Christendom.
What nations are known as Western Christendom?
Well, she's counting all the European nations, which at this point, many of them are not.
They're becoming less and less Christian every year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Western Europe. That's what she's really referring to, right?
Sure.
Is just all of Western Europe is Western Christendom.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could certainly consider us Christendom. You know what I mean? If you look at us, like the whole country, like you can consider this. Like, I mean, I
think this is definitely a Christian nation, right?
Yeah.
Like in terms of demographic.
Demographic, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But her argument here is that these people that are fleeing these countries are not going to other Muslim countries. They are instead heading west. So they're leaving the Muslim countries and heading west. And why are they doing that? And her hypothesis, if you can call it that, is that they are out to usurp the Christian nations of the world and replace them with a new caliphate in those areas.
Like, I hear this shit, and it's like, it's not a planned invasion. It's people who don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a plan. Like, it's not like somebody, because to affect this plan, they would have to say, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to wait for the Arab Spring.
Sure.
And then once the Arab Spring takes hold in three or four countries first, then we're going to try to have it take hold in our country. But here's the plan, guys. We're going to make sure it doesn't work. Then we're going to have Assad machine gun a bunch of protesters in the streets. And then that's going to start a civil war.
We're going to need volunteers.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's going to start a bloody civil war that lasts years and years and years. And then while we're being barrel bombed, and now some of you guys are going to have to be barrel bombed. So, okay, line up over to the left if you're willing to be barrel bombed. And we're going to be barrel bombed. We're going to be tortured. We're going to be disappeared. And we're going to be machine gunned. And our homes are going to be destroyed. And our children are going to be buried under fucking rubble. And then part two is then we're all going to pile onto fucking shitty rafts and we're going to cross the fucking sea. And okay, some of you guys have to drown and be eaten by sharks. So okay, get in that line if you want to be eaten by sharks.
And that cute little boy in that outfit, can we make sure he drowns?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's they take all the buoy boys and put them over in the corner. The buoy boys are over there. That's fine. Yeah, that's a floater pile is on the left.
Put LED lights in them to light the way.
It's a lighthouse of corpses.
It's like Venetian night out here.
Well, this is a planned invasion, guys. It's a plan. This is it's a long-term strat. It's a long con is what we're going for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then there's going to be a couple of million of us, and then what we'll do is we'll disperse a few million people over several nations so we actually don't concentrate our power anywhere.
Yeah.
And then
this is where the insidious part comes in, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll be super Muslim-y. And they'll all just want to be Muslim-y like us.
Yeah. And not treat us like outsiders or...
Right. Yeah. Some of us will have to be treated like dirt and probably...
Get beat up a lot. And they might actually light our mosque on fire...
Every now and again.
And probably beat us up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see this mass migration into Russia or into or into Indonesia. This mass migration is all headed toward Western Christendom. In fact, here in Minnesota, where you and I live, there was just a report in the news this week that said that Minnesota, we are the number one population of Somalis outside of Somalia. We are going to have the highest level of immigration this year that we've ever had. That was announced that it's going to happen. Well, the people that are coming in are not Christians, generally speaking. Very, very few of any are Christians that are being moved. It is primarily only Muslims and only young men, 80% tend to be young men, going into Europe right now, for instance, but they also come for the most radicalized Islamists. This clearly is an invasion. This is a planned invasion, not only in Europe, but also in the United States. I believe for the specific purpose of destroying Western Christendom, because that has been the strength of the world economically, but also the strength of the world in terms of leadership, the nations that are known as Western Christendom. I just want to give you one example. The Gatestone Institute is a fabulous organization, and they had an article that came out on the Islamization of France in 2015. We know that Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, brought in 1.1 million Muslims last year into Germany, just in Germany alone. France already was further down the road. And this is a direct quote. "We are in a war against jihadist terrorism that threatens the entire world." This is what the leader of France said, Hollande. "The Muslim population of France," and I'm quoting from the Gatestone Institute, "the Muslim population in France reached 6.5 million in 2015, 10% of the overall population. In real terms, France has the largest Muslim population in the European Union, even more than Germany." And then they go through an entire year of all of the terror attacks, beginning with that Charlie Hebdo attack, when they went into the magazine.
They went into the magazine. What is this, the fucking Take On Me video?
And the thing is, like, it's a handful of people.
Yeah.
Like, what these guys never seem to recognize is, like, how much destruction a handful. I mean, really, like, the Boston Marathon bombers. It's two fucking dudes. Yeah. It's two fucking dudes.
Two dudes in a Sur La Table catalog.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it, man. Sur La Table catalog. That was awesome.
Wasn't it pressure cookers?
It was pressure cookers. Yeah, it just took me a second. Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, but I mean, it's like, and you know, the Hebdo dudes, it was a handful of people.
Sure,
the fucking,
it's always a handful of fucking people.
It's not,
man.
Like,
it's 20 people fucking killed 2,500 in one day.
Right. We're not talking about, you know, oh, there's millions of people. Like, look, a fucking two or three bad actors
also
can cause a lot of chaos.
You know, here's what I don't understand about her plan either. They're going into these other nations to take them over, right? Her idea is they're going to try to take them over. Well, you're going to take them over by killing a bunch of people?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why wouldn't they just, like, peacefully run for power,
be
right?
Nice.
Like, run for...
Be nice instead of, you know, shooting people or, you know, whatever the hell else you're doing. You know, blowing people up, etc. Why wouldn't you just be like, oh, we're going to be real accepting and nice? Because that's what your country is all about. We'll pretend to be inclusive. We'll pretend to do the things that your country does to woo you over into this religion. And then once we got you, then we'll just...
Yeah, because how appealing would it be to be like, hey, we're going to make everybody Muslim? How are you going to do that? By being super mean and shooting people? That's not going to make more people want to be Muslim.
Yeah.
That's not how that would work.
No.
Right? Like, what they should do is, like, the Hasidic Jews did, and there was an interesting This American Life episode where a bunch of Hasidic Jews took over a school board, right? They were like, yeah, we're tired of the way shit's being run. We're a bunch of totally religious asshats. So they just dominated the school board, and then they controlled the entire school system. That's how you control power in a place,
sure.
Right? Like, you run for city council. You get positions of power by being the mayor, by being the governor, by being... Yeah, you know, that is how you would do it, right? You don't do it by being like, oh, yeah, let's blow up a building.
Let's shoot a bunch of cartoonists.
Right. Oh, then everyone will love us.
And they killed people, and then they went to a synagogue and were killing Jews all year long. It's been Islamic Jihad 24/7, terrorist bloodbath attacks 24/7. Yeah. And I want to just read one from this last December of 2015. 70 employees at the two main airports in Paris. I've flown in and out of those airports at least a dozen times myself. Nearly 70 employees of the two main airports in Paris had their security clearances revoked after they were identified as being Islamic extremists. In other words, they are true believers. Here at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, the FBI picked up...
Oh, nothing's going to happen in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Nothing. Nobody goes to Minneapolis-St. Paul. The fucking airplane would freeze upon touchdown. If a fucking terrorist blew up Minneapolis-St. Paul, the death toll would be 2. And the terrorist would be the first one. It's the Twin Cities because they had twins. 2 actual people were born there.
4 that were members of the Islamic State that worked at the Minneapolis airport. The more we bring people into Western Christian countries, Islamic sympathizers and true believers, the more we will continue to see this problem. And that's why the only way we can address this problem is to close our borders, push the pause button, and have no more immigration into the United States, no more immigration into Western Europe.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's your solution?
Isolationism. That's the solution. Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and put our fingers in our ears and say la 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 next.
Man, you can't control. You know, you're going to get some bad apples. It's just going to happen, right?
Sure.
That's absolutely true. And it's happening in Europe, right? They took in 1 million people in Germany or whatever, and they're finding out, like, some of these guys are raping people, or they're having, you know, they're being, you know, fucking degenerates or whatever. Because, you know, you take in 1 million people, you don't take in 1 million good people.
Right. If 0.5% of them are assholes, that's a significant number of assholes.
Sure. You're getting a lot of people that are fucking criminals, right? I mean, yes, you're going to get criminals. Yes, you're going to get malcontents. Yes, you're going to get awful people.
Yes.
It's just fucking because the spectrum of people, you just can't expect to get the very best.
Yeah.
You're going to get all the people who didn't want to die, right? And that includes bad people too.
Sure.
It turns out. So you can't just say, well, you know what? We had a rape last week where some fucking jagoff raped somebody. Okay, well, let's close the border. You know, like, you don't do that.
No, it's
you don't
ridiculous.
Do that. You don't do that. You don't. Well, there was a Muslim extremist at an airport in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We found a Muslim extremist or two,
yeah,
or 10 or 20 or 30 or whatever.
Right,
however fucking many. It doesn't even matter.
He was the only one with a tan in Minneapolis. Yeah. That's how they found him.
Exactly. But, you know, okay, so what? You close the border because of that? You know, she's talking about shit that's happening in France.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, oh, well, something happened in France, so let's close the American border? First off, we're not even we didn't take 1 million of them.
The border's not a door you close. It's 2016. You don't close the door. That's not how this works. It's an international world. We cannot put our fucking head in the sand and pretend that the world isn't happening around us. That's just simply not a fucking viable option anymore.
Calvin Coolidge did this from the 1920s until 1965.
Calvin Coolidge? Are we what? Hold on a minute.
Hold on now, Tom, I want you to guess what, and don't, without typing anything, I want you to guess what number president he was, okay? Barack Obama's the 44th president. So I want you to guess what number Calvin Coolidge was. And if you could tell me the sort of the time in which he was president, that would work as well too.
I'm going to go 1920s and I'm going to go 32nd president.
30th president. And it was 1923 to 1929.
I fucking killed that
he
shit.
Fucking did a pretty good job.
What's up,
there.
Calvin motherfucking Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge.
What's up, Teapot Dome Scandal? What's up?
He comes in between Warren G. Harding.
Oh, my dear
and
sweet
Herbert
Kung Fu
Hoover.
Jesus.
So, yeah, back in
of
the day.
Of the famed dam.
Back in the day, when you could close a border by not allowing ships to come in. Yeah, you could close the border, you know? Yeah, you could stop the flow from Europe because all you have to do is just close the border here and they don't have anywhere to land, right? What, are you going to land in Canada?
You got to
ride a beaver down here then.
Canada wasn't even settled. Like, yeah. there wasn't even human habitation in Canada in the 1920s.
It was like all Canada was a 10-foot high stack of pelts. That's all Canada was.
Canada was still it was volcanic. There's still dinosaurs. Roman Canada, 1920s.